Ever feel like you're like speed running those crypto trades? It's the thrill of decentralized exchanges, right? Today we're diving deep into Goblins. One of the most, I think it's one of the most popular DEXs out there.
It's up there, yeah.
We've got their help document. It's called How Can I Make My Transaction Succeed on the Goblins Platform?
Right.
So we're gonna try to help you guys succeed.
That's the goal.
Dodge those frustrating fails and all that.
Nobody likes those.
No, not at all.
Avoid those.
The first thing that stood out to me in this document was this whole 30-minute deadline thing.
Right.
It's a pretty tight window to make a trade, isn't it?
Yeah, that's by design.
Is Goblins trying to keep things like exciting on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, I guess it does add to the excitement, a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
But the real reason is it's all about risk management.
Okay.
Because remember, on a DAng, prices, especially with crypto, can change really, really rapidly.
Oh, yeah.
So that short window protects buyers and sellers from being caught out by one of those crazy sudden market swings.
That makes sense. Speaking of rapidly changing prices, this document also mentions slippage.
I'll admit, that's always been a bit of a head-scratcher for me.
Yeah, slippage is basically the difference between the price you think you're going to get for your trade and the price you actually end up paying.
Oh.
So imagine you're, let's say, selecting a token and it's at $50. And then because the price moves while your transaction is being processed, it actually executes at like $52.
Ouch, yeah.
That is
That
slippage.
could add up.
It can, especially with large trades. So the help document says Goblins has a default 0.5% slippage limit. Is that something I can or should adjust?
You can adjust it,
Okay.
but it's a risk reward thing.
Okay.
If you're trading, stable coins, 0.5 is probably fine. But if you're in there and you're, really chasing those volatile meme coins, you might need to increase that slippage tolerance. But if you do, it also increases the chance of getting a price that you're not happy with.
Yeah, so tread carefully. Let's talk about everybody's favorite topic, gas fees. We all grumble about them, but they seem unavoidable
Yeah.
in the world of decentralized
I
exchanges.
mean, it's the price we pay for, not having to deal with those centralized exchanges, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, gas fees, they go to the miners who validate our transactions, make sure everything's above board.
Okay. And running out of gas, that's a surefire way to kill a transaction, right?
100%. Make sure you got enough gas in the tank.
Speaking of things that kill transactions, have you ever, like, gone through that whole process of a trade, and then right at the end, you realize the token isn't even supported?
The worst, the absolute
That's
worst.
so frustrating.
And one to look out for on Goblins specifically is deflationary tokens. They don't support this.
Deflationary
So
tokens, yep.
those are tokens that are designed to like decrease in supply over time,
Okay.
which sounds good in theory, but it messes with the way Goblins calculates a
Oh,
transaction.
that's better.
So yeah, always double check that Goblins supports the tokens you're looking to trade.
Great advice. The document also mentions some other tips for a smooth Goblins
Yeah.
experience. What are some of those?
Keeping your software up to date. I mean, that's just good practice anyway.
Right.
But it also makes sure that you've got all the latest security patches and features and all that.
For sure.
Also, be mindful of network congestion. If the network is really busy, transaction fees can go up and things can slow down. So, always good to check the network status before you hit that confirm button.
Okay, so to recap, we've talked about transaction deadlines, we've talked about slippage, we've talked about gas fees and the importance of checking token compatibility. Master these things, and I think you're well on your way to becoming a Goblins Pro.
Yeah, for sure. Like the more you understand the mechanics of the platform and just like the way the market moves and stuff,
Yeah.
the better a trader you're going to be.
Definitely, yeah. And with that, here's something for you to think about as you explore the world of decentralized finance. As blockchain technology continues to evolve at this crazy pace, how might these factors, the deadlines, the fees, the very nature of transactions, how might those things transform in the years to come?
That's a fascinating question. It's going to be interesting to see how it all pans out.
Lots to think about.